Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books. My guest is the writer Chris Offutt, who is out with a brand new novel, The Killing Hills. Chris is a graduate of the Iowa Writers' Workshop, and we've had him on before to discuss his previous work. Chris, this novel is being touted as a crime fiction novel, and I've read your previous novels, I've read previous writings. You've always written about crime, so is this just a function of the market now catching up to your style of writing?
Well, I think it's partly that. I had always thought that I wrote within loosely under the umbrella of crime fiction, but I think with this book, there's an active investigation, and there's a dead body in the first chapter. So I think that kind of signaled to the powers that be, and certainly marketing, that like, oh, okay, that's what this book is. This is more warrants the term a crime novel.
It's set in the Kentucky hills, and right. This is the area, Appalachian Mountains. This is where you grew up, and so as you write, is this a matter of somewhat? It's hard to fictionalize something you know so well.
No, in fact, it's the opposite. It's everything I write about, and all the people, and the culture, and I love it. I love all the characters. I love the land. I know it inside and out in terms of the nature, the light, the trees, the birds, the flowers, everything. And it makes it easier in a way to fictionalize it because to my way of thinking, it just you have a guy in the woods describing what's there, and I know what's there, and if anything, it's a way for me to deal with my own homesickness. I get to go home every day I sit down to write.
So that's a good point. Something that I picked up on in the book is that you kind of touch on this sort of a double sense of seclusion that people in the hill country have, secluded not only from the rest of the world but from each other. But it seems like when somebody makes an attack from the outside, that's when they band together. It's like the Animal House. They can't do that to our pledges. Only we can do that to our pledges. Is that sort of the sense that you were going for there?
Well, I wasn't really going for it. I think it's a product of trying to genuinely depict the culture as it really is. And it is separated from the rest of the country by geography, and as a result is the most isolated part of the United States simply due to the terrain, which is so difficult in a way that there's not a lot of people who ever lived there. And they are in turn separated by the same, rough terrain to get along. I mean, you can cut through the woods and follow a ridgeline and get on a game path and get to somebody's house quickly. But if you want to go by car, you got to get in a car, drive out the ridge, off the hill, hit the blacktop, go a couple miles around, and go back up another hill. So it wasn't an attempt to depict it so much as it just was a result of trying to be as honest as possible with the way people live there.
This story involves, you went back to the whole idea of a veteran coming back. Your previous novel, mm-hmm. Country Dark, involved a Korean mm-hmm. veteran. This is a veteran of the more modern wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, coming back to help his sister, who's the sheriff, to solve a crime. And what is really driving the main character here, Mick Harden, as he comes back to help out his sister?
He comes back, he's on leave, and his sister needs his help, so he happens to be back home on leave to deal with his difficulties in his marriage when all this comes about. And then his main motivation, and it's in part due to two things. A, his experience as a combat veteran, and also the knowledge of this culture where he grew up. His main goal is to just stop the taking of any further life. You know, he saw enough of it in war. And he knows that, the odds are if his sister, with his help, can't get to the bottom of this homicide, somebody's family is going to try to get involved. So he just really wants to kind of put a break put the brakes on, further killing.
This is a shorter novel in as much as it's only a couple hundred pages, and so the character development really comes out through the dialogue and through their actions. There's not a whole lot of descriptiveness by you as the author, and is that a particular style that you've adopted? Because it seems very effective.
Well, I think I've always been for that. I write the kind of book that I want to read, and, I've read many, many longer books, and I get bogged down with long descriptions of people, or long descriptions of a house or a land or something. I believe that the way to, for me, effective description is just give the most important detail that allows the reader then to conjure up all the rest, whether it's a human being or an automobile or, the play of light through the trees.
When you start out a book with the murder as it is, and you kind of have to leave the reader guessing, this whole idea of using the short chapters that you do is, it seems like you always leave a chapter with a question, making the reader turn the page. What is it about when you write that allows you to stop at that point and, maybe put it aside for a little bit to figure out where it's going next? What is it that allows you to write it so succinctly like that?
Well, it's a product of revision, really. I mean, they certainly don't come out that way, the way you see them. I write long, long scenes. I tend to sit down and write for a few hours a day. And the first draft is pretty long, very long. And then I have to go back through and clean out what's unnecessary to get to the most important. And in the process of doing that, I think that it can wind up, I start getting ideas for, well, this would be a good way to end the chapter, The other thing is I tried to have the chapters be about equal length, and that didn't always work out. And I'm in favor, in general, of short chapters, because when I read, I like chapters. If I like a novel with chapters, and I find that when I read a novel with shorter chapters and big, long ones, I'm just engaged more somehow. So I really just wanted to write a book that was similar to the kind of book I like to read.
You certainly accomplished it. The book is The Killing Hills by Chris Offutt. I'm chatting with him about this fantastic new novel. And if you haven't read anything by Chris, go back and read it. Chris, I know that you've done the memoir format, and particularly the one that stood out for me is My Father the Pornographer. You seem to make sense of a lot of your childhood there. That was written in memoir form. How much does writing about the Hill Country in a novel format help you make sense of your own roots there?
Well, the memoirs, I mean, I accidentally wrote three. When I say accidentally, like, none of them were intended to be a memoir. I just write. I write every day, and I write a lot. And then at a certain point, I look at the material and make a decision about what to do with it. These nonfiction works about my own life really just help me understand myself, and that's always important to me, to try to know who I am and understand my place in the world. Having done that, I think it made it easier for me to write fiction in general, and certainly The Killing Hills, which is I'd wanted to write an over crime novel or a crime series for a long time, and I just finally had to, give myself permission to do it, and also reach the point in my own kind of personal evolution as a human where I could do it. And I think the memoirs contributed to that evolution.
Some of the names that we come across in the book sound like they could be something out of a Dick Tracy storyline, because they almost bring a smile to my face to read them, and they all kind of escape me now. But the names, are those fairly accurate for names that you would find in Hill Country? Because they seem very unique.
Well, the last names are all from the, they're from the phone book, in the hills. I mean, I've had the same phone book. I've had two phone books for over 25 years, and I just go back through them. And then I read works set in the hills, and there's a last name in particular that I like, I jot it down. The nicknames, some I made up, and some come out of the culture. It is sort of a a nickname culture, if that, I don't know how much sense that possibly makes, but nicknames are not uncommon in the Hills. For, you know, not everybody has one, of course, but, and they're mostly affectionate. You know, they're not nicknames that are disparaging or anything. Even the ones that may sound disparaging are actually affectionate. So, some I heard and some I made up.
And then I have to ask you, and I'm not going to give it away, but the very end of the book was a plot twist that I was not expecting. And I wondered, is that something you had in mind for a long time, or did that come at the very end? Because it seemed so perfect and so fitting, I couldn't believe I didn't assume it, but it got me.
Well, if it's hard to talk about without, you know, giving a spoiler and blowing the book for people, but I wasn't sure about how to end it. I mean, I don't plan ahead. I don't think ahead that much as a writer. I never outlined or anything. But I wanted the ending to be true to the character and true to life, rather than a romantic or a heroic gesture or something like that, which I've read a lot and seen a lot, and I don't always believe it's the case.
Well, and in this one, you got a brother and sister working together, so there's no chance of a romantic ending. So you couldn't follow that trope, right?
No, in fact, I wanted the having a brother and sister be the primary relationship was a very deliberate on my part. First, because it reinforces the nature of family, and in the Hills of Kentucky, there isn't much else to be loyal to other than family. You know, there's no ball teams like in big cities, or there's no an employer where you're just loyal to an employer. It's pretty much family. And so I thought that having it be between brother and sister, the primary relationship, would emphasize that. The other thing I liked about it is that, you know, if the primary relationship is romantic in nature, there's really only two outcomes, you know. They stick together or they split up. That's it. There's not much room for nuance or deviation. Whereas with siblings, you know, siblings may get in terrible disputes, but when it comes back down to it, you know, they're siblings and they're kind of stuck with each other. So I like that too. And I'd never seen that before, so I wanted to do something I hadn't seen in a book, of having a brother and sister be the protagonists trying to get to the bottom of a crime.
Well, I tell you, I love this book. I read it twice, as I did with Country Dark, because they're just phenomenal books, and there's so much to it. This one is called The Killing Hills. It is by Chris Offutt, and if you've never read a Chris Offutt book, go back and read anything he's written. You won't be disappointed. Chris, a fantastically entertaining book, and I thank you for joining me to talk about it.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a pleasure. I hope to talk to you again with the next one.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakulskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.